parliamentary elections for a new Christian president of Lebanon have been pushed up to November 12th, the second delay of the elections, which were to take place this past Tuesday. Lebanese politicians are deadlocked over the selection of the new president, who under the country's constitution must be Christian, while other lawmakers come from the nation's other faith communities, 17 in all. Pope Benedict has been watching events unfold in Lebanon with concern and has called for peace there. Lebanon is home to one of the Middle East's largest and oldest Christian communities. A string of bombings, a violent conflict at a Palestinian refugee camp in the north, and at least 7 political assassinations have taken place in Lebanon since the former Prime Minister Rafik Hariri was killed in February 2005. Well, Lebanon's Maronite patriarch, loyal to the Pope, has held a series of talks with legislators to try to find agreement over a presidential candidate. But Christians are practically equally divided in their support of the country's Western-leaning government and its choice for president, and those who support the pro-Syrian opposition leader, General Michel Aoun, who is also backed by Hezbollah. In Resolution 1559, the United Nations Security Council declared support for a free and fair election in Lebanon, according to its constitutional rules, and without foreign interference. So, what influence or interest do foreign states exactly hold in Lebanon? I put that question to the Secretary General of Caritas Lebanon and attorney Fadi Ibrahim.
Let me say it this way. From the beginning of the state of Lebanon, all the elections were managed by the foreign powers. Let's say from the beginning there was France, and after France we had Syria, and after Syria we had America, and after America we had everybody, the United Kingdom. All the major states or major countries in the world, the big countries, are interested in, are involved in the Lebanese affairs because they think that Lebanon is a crucial point or an important point in the geopolitical map of the Middle East, and especially that Lebanon is made from 17 different community, religious community. And so this variety makes him from time to time very weak.
Well, in fact, I know that people there are very, very polarized as to those who feel the government, the current government, is supported by the West and by the United States.
Yes.
Those on the other side who believe that the West and the United States are evil and that the country cannot be associated with them, and they are looking towards Syria and Iran. Do
yes.
you see any agreement or any consensus on any of the main issues, you know, about, for the good of Lebanon here?
Yes. I'm not sure if I can give you an appropriate answer or something accurate, but what I'm thinking about is we are a part, a major part, an important part of the Middle East crisis, which means many of the Lebanese population, people are involved, are interested in the Palestinian affair and the Palestinian problem. And Israel as well is moving, let's say, army and intelligence bureau or something like this in order to keep Lebanon in trouble or mismanagement of its political side. For the time being...
So in other words, you're saying that there are foreign interests who are trying to keep Lebanon destabilized.
Yes. I'm talking about the main cause of the Lebanese crisis. The West countries are supporting the cabinet of Senora because they are allied with the American way of thinking or the implementing of Israel in this area. On the other hand, we have Hezbollah and the other party of Lebanon, who is supported by Iran and Syria, and they are the sole countries who refuse to have Israel in the Middle East, in the area. Last week, a friend of mine, he told me that Lebanon looks like a monopoly game. It's like a monopoly game, and the players are foreigners, and the Lebanese are the soldiers of the game. This is it. We used to be like this from the beginning of the nativity of Lebanon, since the French mandate here, and still till now, all the Lebanese are allied or are, kidnapped. The public opinion in Lebanon is taken by both the West or the East. I'm talking about America, France, Great Britain, or Iran, Syria, and the other countries.
You were mentioning there the nativity, so to speak, of Lebanon under the French mandate.
Yes. I'm interrupting. Lebanon is born in 1919. Before that, there's no Lebanon. It was the Ottoman Empire, the Turkish Empire. After a meeting with France and England, and we call this convention Sykes-Picot Convention, the Sykes-Picot Treaty. So they designate the borders of Lebanon and all the area. And we were, from 1919, under the control of the Republic of France. And we had our independence in 1943. And from 1943 till now, all the major problems in Lebanon, let's say the war, the presidential election, the nomination of the cabinet, and every important event in Lebanon was all the time managed by foreigners or by foreigner countries or by two different mentalities, the West one and the East one.
But since the French mandate, it was France who established the political system based on a confessional differentiation of the political parties. The president is going to be always a Christian.
The Maronite, more than Christian, Maronite. We have Orthodox or Catholic here, but the president is always Maronite.
Then the Speaker of the House is always a Shia, and then the Prime Minister is Sunni, right?
Yes, Sunni, yes.
So do you think that this confessionally-based political system is destined to fail?
I think that all the politicians here in Lebanon, we're trying to find a solution for every single problem faced with them. But for the time being, it seems it's going to be tough a little bit. And after the Hariri assassination, everything were gone in a different way. Before this, the country was in its first steps. All the politicians, all the historical politicians, are thinking, let's say, patriotism. But for these times, I'm not seeing this way of thinking. Everybody in Lebanon, everybody who is like me, who is not involving in politic matters, is seeing, everybody is seeing that the way how all the leaders, the political leaders, are trying to do is a personal approach. It's not a patriotic way of thinking.
What are people feeling on the street? What is the atmosphere there in Lebanon? Do people fear more assassinations of lawmakers?
Everybody is upset. Everybody here in the streets is waiting for the election. Everybody is living with fear of the future. The future is black for the time being. And we are waiting for a new president who will take us or lead us to the peace in this country. All the assassinations made in Lebanon from 2005 till now are related to foreign decisions from the UN.
Wait. What do you mean by from the UN?
I'm not saying that UN is made, but every resolution made by the UN against Syria or against Iran or against Hezbollah or against I don't know who gives a fear between among the Lebanese population that an assassination will take place.
So if I understand you correctly, you're saying that after the UN passes a resolution, giving greater...
After or before, just in order to make a pressure, to give a pressure on the UN not to condemn Syria or not to condemn Iran or whatsoever. This is a kind of inner black way of thinking in the Middle East, the political assassination. And everything is related with the politics. The assassinations are not familiar with the Lebanese mentality. It goes with the United Nations resolution against Syria. Everybody is accusing Syria with those assassinations. Everybody is accusing Hezbollah on these assassinations. Everybody is accusing a third party who nobody... till now, we have like 14 political assassinations, and the Lebanese government did not get one single information about the executor of these assassinations.
Fadi Ibrahim is Secretary General of Caritas Liban.